thought we were in the game right through, I suppose, until the goal, Oisín, you know. And so from our point of view, it was a disappointing goal to give away. Look, there's no doubt at that stage Dublin had gained a wee bit of momentum, so they did. But overall, I would have been pleased with a lot of it. It's the first time we set up anyway like that this year. And, you know, obviously Dublin are well schooled on it at this stage, but it was nip and tuck. And the reality is, I thought the sending off at a huge bear. And, you know, we obviously value Michael very highly. And to lose him in a game that I thought he was playing quite well in was a big blow.
Yeah, it was very much obvious from the start it was containing Dublin and trying to reduce their scoring opportunities.
Well, look, that was the defensive side of it is. You know, we tried different sort of setups throughout the league with varying degrees of success. And I suppose we have, you know, one eye on what's likely to come down the road in Ulster, and you just don't know what's going to happen. And we wanted to, you know, try that out on the big pitch and against the top number one team in the country, you know. But, you know, from our point of view, we need to make the transition from defence to attack. But I know there's a long time now between now and the championship. Maybe a wee bit of hard training and a wee bit of graft, the legs will get a wee bit better at it.
Yeah, because it was evident as well when you ran at Dublin in that back line that the space opened up for you.
Listen, Dublin have tightened up a lot, and we felt, you know, if we put like some Michael and Patrick inside, they'll sit a couple of men back, and, you know, we'd got a good bit of joy at it, you know, albeit we didn't finish all the chances, so we need to get a wee bit more clinical. But, you know, look, is it 10 weeks today tomorrow till we play in the first round of the championship? We've lots of time. Yeah.
Was the sending off for Donegal, I suppose the send off for Dublin, was it fair by the referee at that stage? Because we didn't think there was a lot done it from what we had seen, Rory.
I didn't think there was a lot in that even incident. Yeah. I think Michael went for a ball on the ground. I think, you know, 7 or 8 minutes later, I'm not sure, there was a Dublin player did the same, and there was no yellow card. I'd be very aggrieved, Oisín, at the first yellow card. Yeah. I felt that the Dublin player missoloed the ball. Michael was standing his ground. How that's a yellow card, I don't understand.
Yeah. Was he targeted, do you think, then, by the Dublin players after he got that first, that maybe we'll target him more as the game goes on and there's a possibility, a chance that he might get another one?
No, I wouldn't say that he was targeted whatsoever by Dublin. I feel that Michael gets refereed differently to other people. We went through this in the league last year. I think he's tidied up his tackling. We all seen the incident down in Kerry where he got pulled to the ground and no card. So yeah. I understand each referee is different and they can only referee in what they see, but I'd be disappointed in the yellow card he got tonight. Yeah.
The stage tonight for Donegal, they want to point up 6-5. There was a free on Anthony Thompson, which we felt should have been given, that wasn't. That would you put you two up because it was inside the big D? Do you think it would have been a different dynamic and complexion in the game if you'd went two in front?
Oh, for sure, 2 points would be a big lead, you know. I suppose with us, and we were quite good at defending, albeit it was early. But look, you know, I've no issue with referees missing one thing or another. We all see it our own way, you know.
Yeah, mistakes then, and the defence led to the goal and a couple of points. And really, after that, just were chasing it in Dublin on its own.
Ah, we were. Listen, they were comfortable in the last 5 or 6 minutes. We'd expended a lot of energy, so we had. But, you know, I'd look in the positives tonight. You know, the pace of that game for Carl Lacey, getting Colm Anthony, Mark McHugh more game time in the pitch, Rory Kavanagh playing at that level. You know, it's a step up in anything we've played in this year. I thought Kieran Gillespie and Mark Anney acquitted themselves really well in their debuts. I thought Kieran Gillespie was top class and really, really pleased with him.
Yeah, and it's a big stage for a young guy like that to come in and make his debut on. Like.
It's huge. Yeah. We very much hoped to play Kieran up and down, which would have been a lot more low-key, but he picked up a couple of wee niggles, and thankfully now he's fully fit and really pleased with him.
Yeah, you asked for a better performance than this one off the back of the Roscommon, and you certainly got that, Rory.
Listen, overall, Oisín, I'd be pleased with the league. You know, we played 6 games. I thought our levels of performance in 5 of them have been very strong. Bad start against Roscommon, who were flying high, to be fair to them. But look, we'll very much get locked on now 10 weeks tomorrow to the championship.
That's now 3 you've lost in a row, but with such a big gap to the championship, if you could get a 1 next time out in the last league game against Monaghan, it would be a good boost heading into what's going to be a long break to the championship, Rory.
It's a long break. I think if we win next week, we'll probably make the league semi-final, so there's a lot to play for, you know. So there is, and obviously ourselves and Monaghan, you know, have a big rivalry over the last number of years, and, you know, I think the result next week is probably going to be important to them either way.